and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, no man shall be able to stand, no enemy, let me say it that way, shall stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. You must come to the point where you know the greater one is in you. You see, when Christ is not formed properly inside of you, when you don't have that proper understanding of the greater one, a lot of stuff goes in reverse. You have a persecution mentality, and always looking to be afflicted, and always looking to be cast out, and suffering for Jesus. But tell somebody, the greater one's inside you. If he's not properly formed in you, you're going to be thinking everything, and everything's going to be flowing in your life in reverse. You're going to always be going up the rough side of the mountain. You're going to always be struggling, because struggle is on the inside of you. But you got to understand, the greater one's on the inside of you. He brought all of heaven and everything heaven is, and he's on the inside of you. Now, you got to allow that indwelling Christ to live outside of you, to take over the lesser one. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. That's the word of God all day long. Now, the thing is, God wants to be closer, not just on Sunday and Wednesday. Let me say, on a good Sunday and Wednesday. I enjoyed that message this Sunday. What about the last Sunday and the Sunday before that? Okay, so let me say it this way. When you're not properly positioned and Christ is not properly forming inside of you, and you're off, you talk a lot about your problems. I said, what you find yourself doing, you find yourself talking more about your problem. Now, sometimes it's good to talk to the spouse or something about a situation where you have to, come up with a remedy or something. I'm talking about people that are always talking about their problems. Something's wrong. If all of heaven has come to you, if all of heaven has come to you, all the answers, all the solutions are there, why are you always talking about your problems? You need to talk to those problems and tell those problems what they need to do in Jesus' name. And stop just talking about them. That's an indication that he's not flowing properly through you. And also, it seems like, you hear people, hell is always coming against them full force. I was under attack. The devil attacked me. Why are you always attacking you? Tell me, why is the devil always attacking you? That ain't my testimony. The devil attacked me, and the devil attacked me, and it's something wrong. Amen. Tell somebody, stop glorifying your problems. Stop glorifying the devil. Do you know that Christ and all of heaven lives inside of you, and you are carrying him everywhere you go? It's about time we start releasing him in some places where you've been hiding him, afraid to or ashamed to release him. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm not ashamed. Let me tell you something. When the glory of God is revealed to you, you ain't afraid or ashamed to suffer anything. Amen. It don't matter. No. You got some. For the sufferings of this present time are not to be compared. And I'm not talking about for a glory that's going to be released, but the glory that shall be released or revealed to us in this life. There's no comparison. How do you think people can go through so much, take so much adversity without even batting an eye, without giving any credence to it, and glorify God and overcome through it all? Why? They know they've seen the glory. The glory is much greater than any suffering. Any separation, anything anybody can throw at you, the glory is much greater. It's like, let's say you come into a lot of money. I'm talking about a lot of money. All of a sudden, folk talking about you don't bother you no more. Talk all you want. Hello? And in other words, a whole lot of stuff that you were worried about or thought about or considered, you ain't even a consideration no more. Your whole mindset shifts. When you embrace the glory of God and you have seen, a whole lot of stuff don't matter no more. Because you have seen. You have embraced the glory. And all this stuff in the world, anything that tries to oppose you, you realize it's like a mosquito. Amen. Now, one thing we must purpose to do, and I'm getting some examples here, is tell the person beside you, keep your body healthy. And that has to do with, food intake, rest, different things. That's a part of it, but when we talk about keeping your body healthy, it's not just that. Keeping your body healthy means staying free from sin. Come on, staying free from lust. Come on, help me out here. Come on, staying free from the contaminations that are in the world. I was thinking about something. There are programs that come on that say intended for adult viewing only. And I'm thinking about... Even saved folk, whether they're adult or not, just because they are of age, some stuff ain't no good to look at. Even though PG or whatever, all the different ones they categorize, you can look at it. I got quieted here. Amen. Some of these movies, they put impressions. I mean, they have visuals, I mean, there's a program that come on now, Naked and Afraid, is it? I thought, what kind of, is this about? Is this about Adam and Eve or two naked people? That's what it's about. Two naked people put in a place where they are there in the desert. They have to go through survival for X amount of days or whatever. I forget. I saw a portion of it. I said, what? And they got the nerve. See, TV is seducing society because they'll show hinder parts. It used to be a time where, taboo. TV was off at midnight. Right? Dun, 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 dun. And the flag started blowing. Dun, 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 dun. And I don't care how you tried, you couldn't get nothing on the TV. Now... they got programming 24/7. You can pull up anything you want, anytime you want. But it's to condition people's minds and seduce people into the spirit of the age. And it's not an evil thing unless you let it be an evil thing. But I'm just saying now. Tell somebody, Pastor, the apostle just saying. There's some stuff you shouldn't be looking at as an adult. Why? Because sometimes if you look too long, it can contaminate your spirit. Mm-hmm. So we must keep our spirit, our body healthy, not contaminated by the world, by lust, by corruption, so we can maintain the glory of God and grow from stature to stature. You can become a crucible to nurture the life so that people can see you and see the glory of God. Like I said, the glory is going to draw and the glory is going to drive. But God is concerned about people being drawn. Let your light shine that men may see and glorify God. Amen? Amen. Okay, I want to get into, I think, some examples here. But before we do, let me talk a little bit about the indwelling Christ, a little bit more about the indwelling Christ, Christ in you. Remember, Paul said, give me Galatians 2 and 20. Paul said this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. Okay, let's look at this. We're looking at how can we cause the Lord to stay with us, to tarry, even though he's there. How do we bring about his manifest, awesome, supernatural presence in our life, let's say beyond the time that we are in service or in a high meeting when we're walking down? How can I have him tarry? First of all, we must understand that two things have to work in us: death and life. When death works in you, it's going to cause life to work in others. In other words, what do we mean by death working in me? Death and life. In other words, there's a dying to some things that I have to have going on in my life. There's a dying to my flesh, a consistent dying. Sometimes the Lord doesn't tarry with you from Sunday to Tuesday because by Tuesday, flesh is alive and well. Flesh hadn't died. You had him dead Sunday, but he revived on Tuesday. By Tuesday, he's back alive. And you ain't thinking about God. You're thinking about, you know, hump day coming. And, you know, you're arguing again and you're making a fuss and you're thinking about what you have to do and not who is in you. Amen. Tell somebody, some things have to die. Daily. You want God to tarry? You want to stay longer? I'm going to show you before the night's over. I'm going to show you what happens when he stays. And see, some of us have been missing this. So your life is boring, empty. Amen. You don't have patience. You can't wait on God. You're frustrated about many things. Much that's been promised hasn't manifested because you don't allow God to stay. He can only visit you at certain times, and he tries to bless you as much as he can in that certain time. But you don't let him stay. Tell somebody, let him stay. There are certain things you can do to cause God to stay with you. We'll look at it. But there's a dying to yourself so that others receive life. When you are dying to these things in your flesh, the fallen nature, all that stuff, when you are dying, you are continually releasing life into your environment. Wherever you go, you are releasing life. Because you have died to self. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Something's living through you, and it's the Christ, the indwelling Christ is living through you, taking dominion in environments. Sometimes you don't have dominion in an area because you're in the way. Christ wants to come forth, the nature wants to come out, but you are trying to figure it out. You are insecure. You are fighting your own battle. You are in the way. You are arguing it out because of your education or because of this or because of that, and you stand in the way. But when you die, there's a life that comes forth. It's the Christ. It's heaven. All that heaven has. When you die to yourself, listen, when you continue to die to yourself, you are swallowing up death because life is coming through you, but it's a resurrection life. It's not the old, limited, mortal, carnal life. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.